from the Parts Unknown Studios, this is the Battleground Podcast.
Battleground! The Battleground! Battleground! The Battleground!
Your place for all things pro wrestling. From the independent scene to WWE, AEW, ROH, NWA, and Impact Wrestling.
It's the Battleground!
Hot topics, as well as interviews with some of the biggest names in the game.
Battleground!
The Battleground Podcast starts now.
Yes.
Here are your hosts.
Yes. Welcome to the Battleground.
Oh, it's true.
Battle and Eli.
Yes! Woo!
It feels like it's been forever since we've actually just done an episode of Talking Wrestling, right?
I know. I couldn't even find my tools. I was like, where's my mic stand? Where's my pop filter?
I was sitting here thinking, because Survivor Series is coming up on Sunday, and which is still weird that it's happening Sunday, because, I mean, you, when I texted you the other day about Survivor Series, you're like, isn't it after Thanksgiving? And I always thought Survivor Series was after Thanksgiving and not before Thanksgiving.
That's what it felt like to me. And I guess it just depends on where it falls. But it's not like, you know, Election Day, where it's every, you know, the first Tuesday. And, no, you know, it's not like a set day. They can change it.
Right.
You know? So, yeah, when you told me that, I was like, what? Like, is that? And then I had to look at the calendar. I was like, wait, is Thanksgiving this week? Like, what? And I think it's just 2020 syndrome. I'm like, I don't even know. It still feels like April to me. Like, I'm so disconnected from everything.
It is crazy. And it's like I'll scroll through, like, watching TikTok videos, and there's that Mad Dog 420 guy that was like all over everywhere, you know, on skateboarding, listening to Fleetwood Mac, drinking Ocean Spray, and the memes are like, everything started turning up when this guy appeared. And I'm just sitting here thinking, I was like, oh boy, can we just get through 2020 and just see what happens? Like, yeah. I really miss going to live wrestling shows.
Yeah, we're limping to 2021 as we speak.
It's a slow race. Slow and steady wins the race, is what they say. But yeah, so Survivor Series is going on this Sunday. Also, we do want to say thank you to the Battle Gals. Yes, that is going to be a new show on this podcast. They're going to do it bi-weekly. Or bi-monthly? I don't know. It's 2020. But they the girls are amazing.
Not every single week, I think.
They're going to do it every other week, I believe. I don't know. It's 2020, like we said. So it's all – this is the first time that we've gotten back together to talk about wrestling. So everything's going to be all over the place. But, yeah, so that's going to be happening. It's awesome. So make sure you check that episode out if you haven't listened to it. Also, like I said, we are talking Survivor Series, and – we're going to get into the main event first because, well, in the middle of the show, somebody is going to be calling in, and he goes by the name of Drew McIntyre. And of course, we're going to talk to him about Survivor Series, which is a very interesting thing. The fact that he won the WWE title on Monday Night Raw, which is a very shocking thing that big of a title changed hands on Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, that old Andrew McIntyre, should tell you.
Yeah,
it was... I don't know. A lot of people online were commenting about how the Hell in the Cell match was pointless. If he's, you know, if Drew's just going to turn around and take it back in 2 weeks or whatever. But yeah, you don't see a lot of title changes on like Raw and SmackDown anymore. I know back in the day it was really common, but they don't do a lot of that anymore. So that was pretty surprising, I must say. I think a lot of people were kind of long term, you know, thinking the Randy Orton versus Edge at WrestleMania for the belt, but now they're saying there may be something else in store for Edge at WrestleMania. So so kind of surprising, but that now pits Drew McIntyre against Roman Reigns at Survivor Series instead of Randy Orton and Roman Reigns. So.
And I'm okay with the Drew and Roman, especially watching, you know, the Florida Championship Wrestling thing on the WWE Network, especially with those two growing up through that brand. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see on Sunday. But the thing is, it's like you don't want Randy to lose to Roman, because we all know that Roman is not going to lose this match on Sunday.
Yeah, I would assume not. You know, if this happened a year ago, you know, Roman would have won and everyone would have been pissed. But now if he wins, it's kind of like, oh, well, that's not too bad. You know, like this one's right. A pretty even match. Like, if we do a show Monday and we're talking about Drew winning instead of Roman, like I'm not going to be upset, you know. And if Roman ends up winning, either, you know, one of the Usos interferes or Paul Heyman or something, and then that's how Drew loses, I don't think many people will be upset about that either. So I think it's just kind of unusual that Orton dropped it the week before. So it's just kind of that randomness, because didn't that happen? That
happened to Christian when he won the title at a pay-per-view. I want to say he won Big Gold. And this is probably a completely different thing that you're going with, but he won Big Gold at a pay-per-view, or maybe it was an ECW title. And then the next night he fought Randy Orton and Randy beat him for the title. So it was like Christian had it for all of like 24 hours.
Wow. Kind of like what they did with Zack Ryder and the IC
belt.
I think it was Daniel Bryan, actually. I think Daniel Bryan, when he beat AJ Styles, it was right around Survivor Series, because they decided that might be a better match for Brock instead of AJ and Brock, because I guess, I don't remember. But anyways, it was like right before. Was that last year? That might have been last year. Yeah, because that's when he debuted it had to have been 2018, I guess, because last year it was Kofi Mania. So
yeah.
Okay. Anyways, here recently, I think something similar to that happened. So.
Yeah, and so it's one of those that, like you said, I mean, we're cool with Roman winning. I don't see Roman winning clean. Especially with like the way they've been hinting with like Jay going out there and doing something. So I feel like Jay's going to try to come down and be like, oh, I was trying to help you beat Drew or whatever. And it's going to be fun to watch, especially to see how the storytelling is, because these are like your two top dogs. No pun intended. Shout out Roman Reigns, the big dog, who's been on this show, which you can go back and listen to that episode very early on in the podcast world. But yeah, so that should be an interesting thing. And it just so happens, now that we're done talking about Drew McIntyre and Roman Reigns, guess who is on the phone with us right now? We are talking to Drew McIntyre,
the WWE champion.
Drew, how you doing, sir?
Good, battle. Sweet name.
Thank you. It's my real last name, and I figured it's a whole lot cooler going on radio of Battle instead of going by Tim.
I don't know. Tim's pretty much just as intimidating as Battle.
Battle is the way, and I gotta say, this is an exciting time for us, because on the show we finally completed the trifecta of 3MB. We've had Jinder, we've had Heath, and now we've got the new WWE champion, Drew McIntyre. And I gotta say, you're having one hell of a 2020 so far.
So yeah, it's been very interesting, that's for sure. 2020, I started off winning the Royal Rumble and earning my WWE title shot at WrestleMania against Brock Lesnar. Obviously, things changed slightly. We ended up in a pandemic. I won the WWE title off Brock Lesnar in 5 minutes at WrestleMania and had the chance to lead the company through some difficult times, providing the world some escape and some entertainment at the height of the pandemic. Right through till now in the Thunderdome, getting a little bit closer to normalcy. I lost the WWE title, unfortunately, but this past Monday, what did I do?
You got it back.
The WWE Championship. Head into Survivor Series this Sunday to face the Universal Champion Roman Reigns. So what on earth is going on in 2020?
Right, and there's so much history between you two, and we'll get to that here in a little bit. But before we start talking about that big match against Roman, the one question everyone wants to know, is there any chance you bring back Broken Dreams, even if it's for one night?
Yeah, everyone does want to know that, because I hear about it on social media almost every day. I personally have visions of it coming back for like a special occasion, and then hopefully releasing it, kind of limited release for everybody out there to download, because it is, you know, talked about all the time. It was such a popular song at the time. I personally think it's great, and it's interesting that the lyrics, if you look up the Book and Dream lyrics online later on and check the story throughout, it kind of matches my career story, which is very interesting. It's just that it's getting a little slow for me right now. Like, I love the bagpipes, the war music. If you saw Raw this week, I came out with the kilt and a gigantic claymore stuck in the ground and a bunch of fire around me. So it doesn't quite match the current Drew McIntyre, but I do want to bring it back for a special occasion.
And I mean, I got to say, that entrance that you had this past Monday night was phenomenal. Like, I sat there and I just like, and I have goosebumps right now talking, like thinking about that entrance. And man, that was one hell of an entrance. And I can't wait to see what's going to happen with your entrance this Sunday at Survivor Series. But kind of let's go back to Hell in a Cell. In your opinion, what went wrong at Hell in a Cell causing Randy to beat you for the title?
Climbed up on top of this, though. That's what went wrong. I mean, Randy Orton was a veteran of Hell in a Cell. He's won world titles inside Hell in a Cell. He's faced The Undertaker, the master of Hell in a Cell, inside Hell in a Cell. I've never been inside Hell in a Cell. He was the veteran. It was a third cell match of the night. Nobody had escaped the cell, never mind climbed on top of it. Randy went up the top of the cell. He had a weapon planted up there. I just love fighting. I can't help myself. I'm in the heat of battle, I get carried away, and I climbed up a 20-foot cell when I hate heights. Like, I'm not even joking. I like hate heights with a burning passion. It's hard enough being 6'7" in my boots, looking down, never mind climbing up a 20-foot high cell. So once we were up there, that was probably my downfall. When I climbed down the side with Randy and fell off the side of the cage, which is legitimately 10 feet, I'm looking down from almost 17 feet when I fell off the side of the cell. And that table, like Jim Ross, our former commentator, used to say, they know how to fall. Trust me, there's nothing you can do to prepare yourself for your 270 pounds falling over 10 feet through the announce table. That was my downfall right there. When I fell off that cell, I was done for, unfortunately.
And I mean, there, like you said, there's no way that you could prepare, because it's like, it's either you hit or miss, and it's, you're going through that table regardless. So, but I,
yeah,
I will...
it did nothing to break my fall. Nothing.
Exactly.
I landed and I bit right through my tongue. I had whiplash like crazy, and I thought, this is the most painful thing I've ever felt in wrestling, literally through my head.
Man, and that's a scary thing. And of course, Survivor Series is this Sunday on the WWE Network. But the one thing that I thought was really cool, and I've told my kids to kind of watch how you've done this, that you, there was no motivation drop. Like, you didn't go into a slump. You didn't be like, well, I'm done. Like, this is it. So how did you stay ready for your Monday night rematch with Orton, and how did you maintain the focus of being, okay, I got to get this back?
I was more motivated, if anything. I never get deterred, never get disheartened. It's because of my journey and all my ups and downs that have kind of hardened me into the kind of Scottish warrior I am today. Like, as soon as I lost the championship, I wanted my rematch with Randy Orton. He himself had two rematches. The difference is I was willing to fight him two additional times. He was never going to fight me, so I would have asked for the match. Technically, I never asked for the match. Maybe he would have said, yeah, sure, Drew, you can have a rematch, but, you know, based on Randy's 20-year record of being a terrible, terrible person, I assumed he would have said no. So I just kept attacking him, kept threatening him, and kept talking about how nobody's going to get the opportunity to fight Orton before Drew McIntyre, because, you know, I am that obsessed with the title. I am that obsessed with being the best. And if anybody else felt like they deserved it more than me, all they had to do was challenge me, and I would have faced them, and I would have proven myself as number one contender. But I was absolutely adamant to get that rematch with Randy. Thankfully, I was granted it, and I did what I knew I could do. And what I haven't done prior with 4 months feuding with Randy Orton was hit him with the claymore and pin him 1-2-3 right in the middle of the ring.
And that's the rest is history. And, of course, you move on to Sunday, which is a big night for Survivor Series. And, you know, to some people, this is a kind of a different scenario for you. You're kind of seen as the underdog for Survivor Series to a lot of people. So how do you overcome a more vicious big dog Roman Reigns? And then do you kind of keep your head on a swivel knowing that The Miz has that Money in the Bank contract ready to cash it in at any time?
I hope. I really, really hope Roman underestimates me. You know, if he's the head of the table, the big dog, you better get ready for the big cat here. I'm a lot more wily and cunning than I used to be. Last time we faced each other, the last time Roman Reigns and I faced, you know, he was top of the company. He has been the number one guy for years and years and years. And I was still finding myself, still fighting, like evolving to my full potential. And it was over WrestleMania season. You know, when Roman took a little hiatus, I finally became you know, the Drew McIntyre you know today. And he said on SmackDown last week he wasn't watching. He's not been paying attention to the show. He doesn't know what I'm all about now, and that's on him because he's going to get a shock come Survivor Series. So Paul Heyman is right there with them. If, you know, Paul will be able to fill him in. You might want to watch out for this guy because he's the same guy that humbled Brock Lesnar leading up to WrestleMania, then defeated him in 5 minutes. You remember the Brock Lesnar that bust your head open at WrestleMania a few years ago, Roman? That guy, yeah, Drew destroyed him. So you might want to take him serious. So this is going to be a huge fight. The two top champions. It's the biggest match possible in WWE, and it's two modern-day warriors. I know what Roman's capable of in the ring, and he's going to find out what I'm capable of these days.
Man, and it's going to be one hell of a match come Sunday night at Survivor Series. Now, do you kind of go in, no, like, you've got the big match with Roman, but do you keep your head on a swivel thinking, could The Miz cash in his contract for his Money in the Bank contract?
You mentioned him already. I keep forgetting about The Miz. I'm always forgetting about The Miz. Everyone's always forgetting about The Miz. But that's going to work to his advantage because when we're not thinking about The Miz, he could potentially show up when you least expect it. So I did warn him on Raw on Monday, himself and John Morrison. You know, if you've not learned your lesson, I've spent 3 weeks beating you both to pieces. I actually faced both of them at the same time and defeated them. But to be fair, they keep coming back and talking trash. So they can take a beating and they keep coming. But yeah, if he tries to cash in, I don't even know how to describe the level of physicality that I'll inflict on him. It will be very nasty and it will not stop. And it will continue because Raw is 52 weeks a year. No reruns, no off-season. I'll beat his arse every single week if I have to.
So Miz, if you're listening, just don't even try to cash your Money in the Bank contract in on Drew McIntyre because it's not going to be good for you.
You've got Miz, like, I'll promote your show, Miz. There's Miz and Mrs. out there. You've got your lovely family. Think about them. Trust me, you don't want to go there. Enjoy your family. Don't come near Drew McIntyre because I'll mess you up, man.
Oh, man. Those are some strong words from Drew McIntyre. Survivor Series is going down on the WWE Network this Sunday. And, you know, it seems like the WWE Universe is wanting to see you and Sheamus go at it for the title. And we kind of saw a little bit of that this past Monday. Is that something you want to happen after you defeat Roman on Sunday? Because I'm going to throw that out in the universe that you're going to defeat Roman. So,
well, thank you for one. And two, no, I don't want to face Sheamus. You ever been hit by Sheamus before? No. Have you ever heard people talk about being hit by Sheamus? It freaking hurts. people say the same thing about me. So, like, that would be quite the battle for the WWE Universe to watch. But I think it's an interesting dynamic on the show because technically Sheamus is a bad guy. I'm doing air quotations, and I'm a good guy. It's not quite the same as it used to be. There's shades of gray these days. But you see us interacting with each other, and you see that real friendship because we are really friends. We have known each other for a very long time. He was the best man at my wedding. You know, growing up together in America and in WWE, even though he's way older than me, with a bigger brother. Way older, as I always like to point out to him. So it's fun having that dynamic on the show and showing that real relationship. But I think it'd be cool if we actually did some stuff together for a little while before any big matches. If he wants the match, you can have the match, I guess. But I think it'd be interesting to see us do some stuff together, but not changing our roles, still being the same people, still being the same characters. He's got his way he does things that people like or don't like. I've got my way of doing things people like or don't like, but together, we're a very interesting dynamic as a team because there is that real friendship.
Right, and there's so much history, and we've actually had Sheamus sitting here in the studio with us before. So once kind of pandemic ends and you get back to Nashville, definitely have you in the studio. But I do want to throw this out because WWE has been phenomenal at cinematic matches. Can we get like a Sheamus Drew McIntyre Highlander match kind of cinematic version?
Yeah, maybe some kind of Celtic Chaos match. Maybe
yes.
We can base it in Nashville because, you know, technically Sheamus lives there. He's the Nashville Warrior. So maybe we can arrange it in your local town and we can come and hang out in the studio together and promote it once things get back to normal.
Yeah, I'm all down for that. So anytime, next time you're in Nashville, you know, after pandemic's done, studio doors wide open, and Drew, Sunday night, Survivor Series, that hand's getting raised. You're going to beat Roman.
Well, I'm feeling good about it. I appreciate it, buddy. I'm excited for that match. I'm excited for The Undertaker's 30th anniversary, a huge celebration for The Undertaker that night. So it's going to be a really cool show overall for the WWE Universe and a huge match for myself against Roman Reigns. And the Humble, the head of the table.
Humble, the head of the table. Drew, I appreciate you taking the time out and talking with us today. Survivor Series Sunday night on the WWE Network. Definitely go and stream it live. And if you don't have the WWE Network, it's $9.99 a month. Go grab that as well. But Drew, looking forward to Sunday night. Good luck on the match, and we'll talk to you soon.
Awesome, bud. Appreciate you. I'll speak to you soon.
Ah, you know what's in the air? Autumn is in the air, and Manscaped is here to ensure you don't carve your pumpkins when you're grooving. And, well, by pumpkins, I actually mean your boys downstairs. In fact, Manscaped is on a mission to change the way you approach caring for your balls. And great news, they just released their products in the UK, Canada, and Australia. All right, guys, we've all been there before, manscaping, just trying to clean things up, and you nick yourself, and it's not a good feeling. Ladies, you've heard your guys complaining about it, and it's never good. So let's not forget about it's the best trimmer for your butt, balls, and body. I'm talking about the Lawnmower 3.0 trimmer, which offers a replaceable ceramic blade with advanced skin-safe technology, which helps reduce grooming accidents. Their new Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer uses the same skin-safe technology when you're trimming those delicate nose hairs of yours. Now, we've all had a nose hair removal, and here's the deal. It sucks when you, like, literally pull your brain out through your nose with certain nose hair removers. That's not going to happen with the new Weed Whacker. Of course, you've got the Crop Care Kit, which includes the Crop Preserver, Ball Deodorant. Everyone knows Pumpkin Spice Lattes and Ball Deodorant go hand-in-hand. The Crop Cleanser Body Wash, a full body wash that you can also use on your hair. And then they've got the Crop Mop Ball Wipes, because you never know when an opportunity strikes, so you should always be prepared. Plus, you don't want to stink when you sit around that Thanksgiving dinner, because we've all been there, guys. You're like, is that me? Or what is that? Yeah, so another thing, if you suffer from stank foot or stand on your feet all day, then I have a product for you. I'm talking about the Foot Duster Foot Deodorant, which is a free gift. The Cooling Tea Tree Oil offers a pleasant experience for the stankiest feet and allows you to take off your shoes in confidence. Now, this is probably one of my favorites, the Manscaped Refined Cologne. It's a cost-effective way to smell clean and fresh for your date. I wear this on a daily basis. It smells absolutely delightful. Yeah. Of course, there's also the Crop Cleanser Hair and Body Wash, which was designed with aloe vera and sea salt to leave your skin clean, fresh, moisturized, and reinvigorated. Now, I will tell you this. These formulations are all vegan, cruelty-free, dye-free, sulfate-free, and paraben-free. I'm pretty sure that's how you say it. I went to community college. But so you know, your manhood is in good hands. And right now, you can get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. All you got to do is use that code BATTLEGROUND. Once again, 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com if you use the code BATTLEGROUND. And when you do, let us know that you used it. Show your support for the show and post when you get your Manscaped package. Once again, get 20% off free shipping at manscaped.com with code BATTLEGROUND. Make your balls a priority this fall. Manscaped.com, keyword BATTLEGROUND at checkout. Get 20% off free shipping.
All right, so Drew thinks that he's going to win on Sunday night, according to that interview we just had with him. So,
I mean, I must say, it was kind of cool seeing Sheamus and him Monday night, and you know, kind of bringing back the sword. And you know, I don't know if that was a one-time thing, and maybe that's kind of what helped him get over the hump with Orton, or he's kind of incorporating that back into his, you know, repertoire or his entrance or whatever. But that was kind of cool. You know, like we said earlier, we're optimistic that he's going to do it. He's had an incredible 2020, and, you know, being the world champion during all this and not being able to, you know, have that big moment at WrestleMania, and, you know, the end of the year, he's in a pay-per-view main event with Roman Reigns. I mean, there's really not much of a bigger spot you could have, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, and he beat Brock at WrestleMania for the belt. That was a big
show. And that's saying something.
Yeah, I mean, if they put that kind of confidence in you, and then, you know, and then, like I said, by the end of the year, he's headlining with Roman. So definitely optimistic. You know, it definitely appears the signs are pointing towards Roman. We didn't want to say that when we were talking to him. So
no, you can't tell. You can't just say, hey, Drew, I'm pretty sure Roman's going to beat you Sunday night. Because yeah. We don't want them to either A, hang up, or Roman or Drew find out where we're at and kill us. So,
yeah.
Especially now that he has the sword back.
He is a Scottish psychopath, from what I hear.
But remember, there can only be one Highlander.
And here we are.
I wonder if, like, it would have put it past WWE, and I'm probably going to, if they're listening to this, I wouldn't be surprised if they do this, but, like, what if they, because it seems like they're setting up Drew and Sheamus, what if they do, like, one of the cinematic matches, and it's, like, kind of like a Braveheart kind of esque thing, and a Highlander, and they're battling over a sword, the title.
I mean, I think it could work.
If it's done right, I could see that happening. And if WWE's listening and you use that idea, please just throw me like $30, okay?
Yeah.
That's my royalty fee right there.
Or like a year of the network for free.
Yeah, do that. Or give us a follow. We're on Instagram, Battleground Podcast, and we're on Twitter, Battleground IHR, and we're on Facebook. And we have a YouTube channel too, by the way. So check that out. Subscribe, Battleground Podcast on YouTube. But let's continue with breaking down Survivor Series. Now, this is the men's Survivor Series match, and you've got Keith Lee, AJ Styles, Sheamus, Braun Strowman, and Riddle versus Kevin Owens, Jey Uso, King Corbin, Seth Rollins, and then, TBD, according to CBS, because this episode is airing Friday before SmackDown, so SmackDown will probably have somebody tonight announcing who will be the next person on the team.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't even have a guess. I mean, I don't, no clue. I think it's,
I want to say, here's my prediction. I'm going to say that you look at this, you look at how it's going to be. I have a feeling if Jey Uso is not the remainder one, the when it's at the very end, he's the last one to win it for SmackDown. I'm either going to say he's going to be it, or he's going to be the first one to get pinned, and then Roman's going to beat his ass because he disrespected the family. But I could see it coming down to, you know, if I was a gambling man, Kevin Owens probably, and maybe AJ Styles being the last one standing at the end.
Because
I mean, you look at Raw's team, and you've got big boys. You've got Keith Lee, you've got Sheamus, and Braun Strowman. So I don't see them getting eliminated first. So I think the first person's gone off Team Raw has got to be Riddle.
That makes the most sense. I mean, you know, going with the SmackDown team, I think it's too early for Jimmy Uso to come back. I think they said it's spring for him with his injury. So, you know, unless they do something stupid where they're like, hey, we're just going to do four of us. 4-on-5 or so, you know, I don't know why they do that, but yeah. Other than that, just bringing back somebody, you know, like when Kurt Angle had to fill in for the Shield a couple years ago and whatever. So I don't know.
And he's rumored to be there.
Yeah, for the Sunday Undertaker night. Thing. Yeah, I think.
He's yeah, gonna, and maybe the TBD could be, you know, Buddy Murphy.
Yeah, I mean.
But I don't, I or Dominic not. Mysterio.
Yeah, Dominic makes more sense than Murphy. Though I could see like Murphy going to the ring with him or something, but I don't know. It's just these teams are just very weird to me.
It's like they just threw people together and it's like, fuck it, let's just figure out what we can do.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people were bummed because last year when it was Raw versus SmackDown versus NXT, it was freaking awesome. I mean, it was.
Yeah. Once again, WWE spoiling everybody.
Yeah. I mean, that one was one of the better Survivors. I'm not a big Survivor Series guy. I'll go ahead. Let me just, we'll put that in the official records. I'm not a big Survivor Series guy. It's always been, I've usually skipped it. You know, when I was growing up, we never rented it. You know, I never, you know, went and rented the tapes or bought the tapes or, you know, it was just never one of those like, oh, I got to watch this, you know? So like, I've never, you know, it's never been on my priority list. So yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's just, I don't know.
It's yeah.
I don't really know I don't get the point. So like if they, you know, say whatever, say Kevin Owens is the last one. So like, then what? I mean, he's just the Survivor. That's it. He's just the Survivor. Like he didn't deserve any like prize for it or so. Cause you know, Royal Rumble, if you're the Royal Rumble winner, you know, there's consequences.
You go on to the, yeah. And I don't think there is. And it's,
that's another thing. It's just kind of, you know,
bland.
Well, it's bland, but it's just like, obviously you can look back. Vince hates tag teams, you know, he hates tag team wrestling. So this is just a random 5-on-5 tag team with like no consequences. I mean, I guess bragging rights, but like who cares, you know?
Like if you, and it's not really even, it's not even like it used to be bragging rights. Cause it was like, you know, last year did NXT win any of them? I think they won the women's.
I think you may be,
but there was nothing like
bragging. There was cool moments. Yeah. I mean like seeing Walter in there, but like he got out really quick, and then like seeing AJ in there, or no, it was Keith Lee. Was Survivor Series the Keith Lee and Brock, or was that the Royal Rumble?
That was the Royal Rumble. The Survivor Series was Keith Lee and Braun, I believe.
Oh, right, right.
Or no, it was Keith Lee and Roman was Survivor Series, because it came down to Roman versus Keith Lee.
Oh, yeah.
And that was when everybody hated Roman.
Right. Well, it's just,
There's nothing. It's like saying, it's like the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. Like, you don't get anything for winning that except for that trophy, and you're not hanging that bad boy in your house.
No.
It's like, but there's, you don't win anything.
Yeah, I mean,
and it's
even like what Roman said like a week or two ago, or it was probably last week, but when he kind of did his little thing with Drew, and he was like, you know, don't worry. You're on Raw. I don't watch Raw. No one watches Raw. So it's like, you know, if say AJ Styles wins the whole thing, where does the bragging come in? You know, like the people exactly. on SmackDown aren't watching Raw, and the people on Raw aren't watching SmackDown, which I know that's kayfabe, but still, I don't know. It's just, it's just an odd event for me, and it's always been weird. So
yeah, you're not getting anything. King of the Ring, you're getting that thing, and of course we still have to call him King Corbin and all that other stuff, but there's you don't win a title. Like in Saudi Arabia, you got that title and there was the trophy. Like if there was a trophy, that would be kind of cool. But yeah. Then again, there's, if nobody's watching the other brand, then what's the purpose of the trophy? But we'll continue moving on.
One more thing I'll type in. It's just, you know, there's so many people not on this card too. You know,
yes.
I mean, there's so many people that are not participating, you know, and it's just like, and this isn't really that long. I think the big thing's Undertaker's crap is going to take up a bunch of the time. So
yeah, there's 6 matches.
Yeah. Which, you know, I'm not saying, you know, I want a 4-hour pay-per-view every single time, but it's just like, there's got to be some, you know, push and pull, because I mean, you have a stacked roster. And I mean, like, people need opportunities and matches, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It does seem like a way to get more people involved, I guess, but there's still just a ton of people not on this card, you know? So,
yeah. But, and you look at it like, you know, kind of heading into the Women's Survivor Series match, you look at all the people that are in this match and it's like, okay, the people that aren't really, you know, these are people that are getting TV time. So you've got Nia Jax, Shayna Baszler, Lacey Evans, Peyton Royce, and Lana versus Bianca Belair, Ruby Riott, Liv Morgan. And then, of course, 2 people who are to be determined because of Dana Brooke and Mandy Rose getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So they've gotten pulled out. So I wouldn't be surprised if what was Peyton Royce's tag team partner?
Billy Kay.
I wouldn't be surprised if she shows up on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Team.
Well, they're having to throw a thing in this, you know, because Chelsea Green was supposed to be in Liv Morgan's spot, and she broke her wrist. So I wouldn't be surprised if they're scrambling for all of it. So yeah, like you said, probably throwing Billy Kay in there, or maybe.
And then,
is Natalya? No, Natalya's not on there. Like,
no, nah, she came in. Ruby Riott beat her, and the former WWE women's superstar Selena Vega, which that's for a different story, which I'm pretty sure that the Battle Gals will be talking about on their episode coming up with that whole situation. But yeah, of course,
I'm going to go ahead and say this. I think the women's Survivor Series match is probably going to be better than the men's Survivor Series match.
It's going to be. And I think looking at kind of how like Liv Morgan's in it, and you know, it's supposed to be Chelsea Green, because then you've got Tamina and Natalya in that match. So I wouldn't be surprised if it's one of those two, mm-hmm. if not those two, rounding it out.
Yeah. I could see them doing the Billy Kay thing, like you said, or just putting them in there. Yeah. So.
But I do think at the end of the night, I really think as much hype as they've been giving her, I think Bianca Belair is going to win that one.
Yeah, I think that's her match to lose. I mean, the only thing I could remotely see in possibly happening is if they finally let Lana, you know, because of all the Nia Jax crap, she defies the odds and she ends up being the winner somehow. So those would be my two picks. Obviously, Bianca Belair is the number one choice. I think this is going to be kind of her, you know, officially putting her on the map and really kind of driving it home that she's going to be a big star moving forward. But,
Within a year, she's going to have that women's title on her.
I mean, people are already calling for her and Sasha Banks at WrestleMania. I mean,
that's what I was just about to say.
Yeah, I mean, she hasn't even really got started. And, I mean, I don't mean that in a bad way. She's obviously blew it up in NXT. But she really hasn't started her main roster run yet.
And she never won the NXT women's title, right?
No. It sucked. I really thought she was going to. I wouldn't be surprised if she goes back there at some point, you know, to kind of like, you know, kind of like Charlotte did, you know, she took it from Ruby or from, who did she beat? Who?
If you didn't say it.
Not Ruby.
Why am I drawing a blank on it? This is how professional we are, guys. We're, it was Rhea Ripley.
Oh, jeez.
People are probably sitting here listening to this like, it's Rhea Ripley, dumbass, it's Rhea Ripley.
Well, I got on the R, and then they're both kind of, you know, punkish and, you know, all that. I was like, Rube, no, that's not right. And then I don't know why my brain just shut off. Like, all I could think of was, like, Australia. I was like, Rachel from Australia? Like, I don't know. Okay. Anyways.
But yeah, I mean, she kind of helped bring back NXT. And that's another thing for a different episode that we'll talk about is why the fact that USA has literally, they don't give two flying flips about wrestling. They care about ratings, and they see that they got a big, huge ratings when NXT was on a Tuesday night. Because let's be honest for a second. AEW, and I know where this is the WWE episode that we're doing, but AEW is the shiny new hot girlfriend. And everybody's watching it.
I love it when my girlfriends are shiny.
I know. If you were to move NXT to like Tuesday night, so you have but then that would kill, you know, Impact. But Impact is on Twitch, so that's easily consumable. But if you moved NXT to Tuesday night, it would be a win-win for everybody. Like, you wouldn't have to, you know, DVR one or watch one live.
This is dropping on Friday. So, you know, also Wednesday the 18th, MLW relaunched too. And there's a lot of buzz about that now. So now you have three big, wrestling programs on Wednesday nights. For Tuesday nights, you do have Impact. It's on Twitch. It's also on Access TV. So if you're like me, I don't have Access, so I watch it on Twitch. NWA Power is supposed to be coming back at some point. That was like that. I'm speaking for you, I assume, as well. That was like our show we watched on Tuesdays. It was an hour, just in and out. But loved it. They're also talking about the United Wrestling, the Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. That's on Tuesday nights as well. Now that one's, I don't really see it as a contender because it's, you know, $8 an episode. Not everyone's going to do that. I did the first episode and it was just not a great experience. So I think they fixed that. But again, I'm not going to spend $8 every single week on that. So, I mean, if you put, you know, it's kind of like moving Michael Jordan to the Wizards, you know, and then it's just an instant sellout. I mean, if you put the WWE product on Tuesday nights, no offense, but I mean, more people are going to watch it than Impact or NWA or championship wrestling, especially with like Power. I can just watch it later. It's on YouTube, you know?
Yeah. And MLW, I think, is going on YouTube too.
Yeah. Well, it's on, right? I know it's on Fubo TV, and I only know that because that was the TV provider I used to have, and they dropped USA and then raised the price. So I was like, that's like one of the only channels I watch. I watch, you know, at the time I was watching Raw and SmackDown. I was like, but if you take, you know, it's not just a price hike, you've taken channels away from me and then raised the price. So anyways, aside from that, it wasn't a bad service, but they have, I think they have a, like a Fubo Sports program or Fubo Sports channel, and then they're going to air it there. But then also, you know, on their YouTube channel. So
yeah,
a lot of people are excited about that one. Like I've already said twice now.
Yeah. And the list of guys that they've got coming in for the restart is phenomenal, but, which we're working on getting some of the MLW guys on. We're just trying to lock down a time. And I will tell you this, that in this business, it is very hard to get wrestlers because you think, oh, well, they're just a wrestler. They only work one day a week. But they've got other stuff that they've got going on, just like we have real jobs. So having a guest on every week, while it's awesome for us and for you, it's also trying to lock down a time because, you know, they've got real jobs along with wrestling. So that's kind of the thing. But, you know, we're happy when we have wrestlers on, which once again, thank you to Drew McIntyre for calling in earlier and talking with us about Survivor Series on Sunday. And, you know, kind of going through more matches, which I think, and we talked about this the other day in the text, that I was sitting there and it's like, Asuka really hasn't been doing much on TV, and there was the big push of like her and Zelina, but of course now no longer with WWE. It's like, who's Asuka? What's the next storyline for Asuka? And right now you've got Asuka versus Sasha Banks at Survivor Series. There's no way that Asuka's losing this match. The way that, and this is how I'm thinking after watching SmackDown for just the highlights, I think that either Bayley or the new and improved Carmelina or Carmella, you know, the mix like between
that. Yeah.
Carmelina. Yeah. Yeah. That's it right there. Or somehow WWE, I'm going to distract Sasha.
$30. Thank you.
Yes. That's another $30, please. And, I think they're going to distract Sasha, and that's how Sasha's going to lose. I don't think it's going to be, because in this match, you don't want either of them to lose. Mm. So the way to do it is disqualification.
Yeah. That's the tricky thing with these matches. That another thing that I don't understand or I don't vibe with is just, I mean, how do you pick which world champion to lose?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you've got to protect one of them. So I think one of these matches is going to end in like a double count out or, you know, something, or, you know, a dusty finish where, you know, Bobby Lashley rolls up Sami Zayn, but then it actually ends up being that Sami Zayn's pinning Bobby Lashley and, you know, it's a whole confusion thing and, you know, whatever. But yeah, I someone mentioned this, I mean, I couldn't even remember Ray Ripley, so I'm not gonna remember this random post from a month ago. So, but yeah, you know, we had one of our former guests, Mickey James, the incredible Mickey James. I mean, they just have no plan, you know. So she faces Asuka, very well received up until the finish. The finish is botched. Then they have another match like a week later that was like the clean finish or something.
I believe so, yeah.
And then she went, then it went right into Zelina. Like there was, you know, there's no like, okay, let's do one more on the pay-per-view, whatever. She gets beat by Asuka. And then Bianca Belair comes up and squashes Zelina in like 30 seconds. And it's just like, so what was the point of all of that? Like, why did you, so Bianca is, she theoretically is better than Zelina and Mickey. So she should go for Asuka, or I don't know. It just came across as kind of disrespect to Mickey James, you know, to like do all that crap. And then, you know, Zelina gets beat and then she gets squashed by Bianca on her debut. And it's just, I don't know. So before we started doing this episode, I even had to Google. I forgot Asuka still had the belt. I was like, I don't know. I don't even know what's going on. I have no idea who the latest feud is. I mean, there's been so much focus on Sasha and Bayley, rightfully so. That feud's been really good this year. It'll be a solid match, but I think it's like you said, I think the whole thing with Asuka, she doesn't lose as often as a lot of the other girls. So, like, mm-hmm. you know, even though she did lose to Charlotte for some reason to break her win streak, I still think it'll be, you know, either Asuka winning or it'll be it could just be a disqualification. I mean, Bayley could just come out and hit her with a kendo stick and the ref calls it and that's the match, you know. So, but that definitely, I think, should be a highlight of the pay-per-view.
Yeah, it's going to be one of the probably the top matches along with the Women's Survivor Series match. And then we move on to the next match. The New Day Tag Team Champions versus Street Profits SmackDown Tag Team Champions. Now, I have a feeling this match is going to be a fun match just because of both of their characters, and it's going to be an entertaining match. Now, who wins the match? It's a toss-up. I'm pretty sure probably the New Day will win the match just because the New Day is more over than the Street Profits, mm-hmm. but I believe that the New Day will put over the Street Profits during this match.
Yeah. I could see them letting Street Profits win just because they obviously are behind them. I mean, they gave them the tag titles really early, you know, once they got called up. So I could see them doing that to kind of like not really pass the torch, but like, you know, kind of give them that extra rub. If I was betting, obviously I'd bet on New Day. Shout out Mr. Creed. I think it's going to be a really good, the Street Profits have a different, ground game, I guess, if we were calling it like a football analogy. They're definitely, they can fly a little bit more and, you know, do a little bit different things, and not necessarily the New Day's the power team, but, you know, I think it's going to be an interesting dynamic. You know, I think it's going to be a good contrast of styles, and I think if New Day does end up winning, like you said, I think they're going to put Street Profits over on the way out. So
yeah, they've got to. But yeah, it's going to be a fun match to watch. And then you kind of move on to the next match, which, no offense, it's going to be probably the match that starts the show. It's going to be the match that really could potentially set the tone for the night. Mm-hmm. Bobby Lashley versus Sami Zayn.
Yeah. I mean, I had the flashback of them two and, you know, Sami Zayn bringing out his sisters and all that, you know, one of the worst segments I've ever seen. So mm-hmm. When all that paired up, we're like, oh crap, here we go. So, I actually like both these guys. You know, I know Bobby Lashley gets a lot of crap for not being able to talk, which that's why he's in hurt business with MVP now. But I mean, like, he looks like a professional wrestler. I mean, you know, if I was building one from clay, like that's a good prototype. Sami Zayn, obviously incredible indie career. Did time in Ring of Honor all over the world. So I'd like to see Sami Zayn win this one, just because he doesn't have, you know, like the Hurt Business stuff going on. So he doesn't have anything really to fall back on, I don't think, at this right now. And, you know, they really haven't used him the way that I think a lot of fans thought he was going to be used. I think they pushed Kevin Owens more. And I know they're going to be kind of tied to the hip forever. But anyways, you know, I think they definitely pushed Kevin Owens more from having the world title and U.S. and Intercontinental and all that. Because I think this was Sami Zayn's first singles title since he got called up, right? I don't think
believe so. I think this is it.
I don't think
I mean, I think he won the tag team titles with Kevin Owens.
Yeah, I want to say that's true.
I think this is his first singles.
But I don't think he was like the U.S. champ or anything before that. So, I'd like to see that happen. If Bobby Lashley wins, I mean, he's a freaking beast, so obviously it's very believable for that to happen. But I think Sami benefits from it, but more in this example.
Yeah, he's got to be. And then, of course, there is the Undertaker's final farewell. Now, we've all been kind of watching the documentary, which has been amazing so far. But it's like, I really don't think that this is it for The Undertaker. I think, like, actual matches, yes. But if you do more of these cinematic matches like he did with AJ, I could see that happening more. Because, you like we've said on the show before, and I think you've pointed it out, with Taker and his age, I mean, you can stop and start and redo this on the cinematic matches. You can't do that in a match. And I mean, look at what happened at that Saudi Arabia thing between them and DX.
Right.
You know.
Well, I don't want to burst your bubble, but he did an interview, and I want to say it was like, it wasn't like, Meltzer. It wasn't like a wrestling thing. I think it was like the New York Post or something. Like, it was random. But and I'm referring to The Undertaker, obviously. He said that those matches don't interest him. He said, while I love the final product and I love the process and I love the way that everything turns out and everything, he said for him, it's more of like hiding what he can't do anymore. You're like covering up, the faults now that he's, almost 55. And, if he was 100%, he's like, oh, I would do those all the time. But, he's like, I'm not 100%. So it just feels like this is a way to cheat and, like, hide my limitations and stuff like that. Yeah. So, and I was like, well, yeah, that's obviously what they're doing. That's it. That's 100%. Yeah. Unless, evidently him and Vince are way closer friends than people realize. So unless Vince can kind of get in his ear and be like, hey, man, can we do another one of these at WrestleMania? Then I think... Because somebody, actually, on the same website we're looking at, CBSSports.com, HBK says, Undertaker will be content in retirement. He says that after this final farewell thing that's coming up at Survivor Series, he thinks he'll be fine to walk away and be done with it. So, I don't know. We've been hearing about this for, 10 years now, that he's going to be done or hanging up his hat soon and all this, and... They keep bringing him back. And, like you said, now that they've got these cinematic matches, which I've enjoyed pretty much. I mean, I don't know if there's been... I think the Bray Wyatt, Braun Strowman one was a little weird just because, you didn't really figure... there wasn't a clear-cut winner and just... I don't know. That one was kind of weird. But, the one with Fiend and Cena was awesome. And, that one, Undertaker and AJ was awesome. They did a... They even did one like that in NXT. It was Adam Cole and Velveteen Dream, right? That one was kind of cinematic. It was like in the parking lot.
Yeah.
So, they've been pretty solid, I have to say. But, I'm also not interested in seeing a 55-year-old man try to go like he's 30. You know what I mean? Like, I'm okay if he stops and goes and lives out the rest of his life,
Yeah, and I think that's kind of his thing, is he's wanting to be that family guy. And, they have said that we'll never get the match that we've all wanted. And I think now, after we've talked about wanting Undertaker and Sting, I think now, after we've said it for so many years, I don't know if I'd really want to watch it. Like, cinematic, yes. Real match, no.
Yeah, real match, no way at all. Cinematic, I think they can make it cool. But the thing is I don't really know. I don't know where Sting is health wise. I know he had surgery, but it was enough for him to retire. But I don't even know if he would be. I think he did an interview earlier this year. It's like, that's the only match I would, lace my boots up for. But I don't even know if that means he physically can do it. You know what I mean? So
right.
And now that, they've pulled all his merch off the website, and I think he's not signed with WWE anymore. I think it's going to be even harder. So, I think it's just going to be a pipe dream. I just think it's going to be one of those. Would I love to see Ricky Steamboat and Daniel Bryan? Yeah, of course. It's never going to happen, but I would love to see that.
That match would be phenomenal. We actually did that when we did our matchups, our dream
Monday matchups. Yeah.
Yeah. We might have to bring that segment back.
Maybe.
But yeah, so it's Survivor Series is happening Sunday night. Of course, you can watch it on the WWE Network. They do not pay us to talk about the WWE Network, but if you'd like to watch it on the WWE Network, it's $9.99 a month.
That's true. I will say the Paul Bearer documentary was excellent, leading up to the 30 years of The Undertaker. So if nothing else, just watch that. That was really good. He was I was a Percy Pringle guy, so he was we picked up the Texas wrestling in West Tennessee, but he also came to Memphis, so he did stuff with Lawler and, you know, Bill Dundee and all that stuff. So so he was always the Percy Pringle to me. So it was cool kind of seeing them talk about that and how he got to be Paul Bearer and all that stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I've still got to catch up on some of that. But, yeah, it's pretty stoked about watching that and finishing it. And also, I'm really stoked that we now have artwork, and we will post about this, but a guy who has drawn, and we now get to add our name to the list of people that this guy's drawn. I mean, like Dean Malenko and Kenny Omega and Lex Luger. And I'm just looking at some of the artwork that he's drawn for, and I'm just like, holy crap. And our name is now up with Vinny. Vinny has drawn us as characters, which is phenomenal. Vinay is awesome, and you can follow him on Instagram. His Instagram handle is VINITUDEART. I don't want to screw his name up when I say it because I'm a redneck, and spelling is a whole lot better. He also just drew the NWA trading cards as well.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
And the fact that we have now gotten our faces added to the list of his portfolio is amazing. So we'll post that. And I think we're going to get a t-shirt made out of the faces that we did too. Yeah. So I'm pretty stoked about that.
I mean, we did the pops first, and now we're doing this artwork thing. So
Yes. And we'll also throw this out there that please make sure that you use the code Battleground at manscaped.com. You'll get 20% off plus free shipping. They are a sponsor of the show, which we are very thankful to have them on. And if there is anybody listening that also wants to sponsor the show, you know where to find us. We're Instagram. It's Battleground Podcast. We're on Twitter, Battleground IHR. We're on Facebook. Just search Battleground Podcast. And is that it? I think that's it.
Well, I'll throw this out because you kind of opened the door, but Territory Wrestling Tees does our shirts, and with Black Friday coming up next week, and then obviously the holiday season, it'd be a good idea to, you know, shop local, shop smaller businesses. Not that you can't also shop Manscaped. I love the products, but you know, Territory Wrestling Tees. Most recently, Heath from Impact was wearing their swag, and you know, posted some stuff on Instagram. And then I can never pronounce her name right. It's her last name. It's Alicia. Is it a Tout? Is that how you say her name?
I think so.
She's from MLW. She got a couple shirts from them and posted. And they have our shirts. And if we get this new picture done up on a shirt, they'll carry that shirt. So yeah, they're cool guys. They do a lot of stuff with Tried and True out of Clarksville with Crimson and all that crew. And you know, they're starting to branch out and I think offer shirts for, you know, like podcasts like us. And I think even they're getting into some wrestlers. They're going to do their merch too. So yeah, cool cool local brand that, you know, could use some support through the holidays. And
you like some breaking news about Territory Wrestling Tees?
Yes.
All right. We did mention that it is Black Friday next week. If you use the promo code BF20 at checkout, you'll get 25% off orders over $20.
Boom. So you could get a Battleground shirt.
You can get one of these Raised on Wrestling hoodies. These things are nice.
I kind of wish I'd have got the hoodie. I like the shirt, but I'm like, Good hoodie's hard to beat.
The hoodie is nice, and it's $40, and then you'll get 25% off of that. Make sure that you use the promo code BF20 at checkout. But, I mean, territorywrestlingtees.com. I think we might get hats next for the show once we get our t-shirts going.
But yeah, I saw they may do beanies soon, too.
That would be dope. A Battleground podcast beanie, I'd buy one.
Yeah, I'd wear it for my own show. I don't care.
But yes, check out territorywrestlingtees.com, of course, manscaped.com. Those are our sponsors, and we love them, and we thank them for doing that. And once again, watch Survivor Series on Sunday night, and thank you to Drew McIntyre for tolerating us for a few minutes on the show today.
Good old Andrew McIntosh. Oh, one more thing.
Check over there, right?
Yeah. The NWA put out the rivalry documentary on YouTube, and it's broken up into two parts. It basically ends up being about an hour, but it's Nick Aldis and Tim Storm, and it was really good. I think they did a really good job with it. Kind of filled in the blanks there, because I remember seeing Tim Storm, or just seeing that he had the belt or something, but I didn't. You know, it didn't click that, like, the NWA was still going on. Like, it really didn't, you know, my laser beams didn't focus until Nick Aldis beat him for the belt. And then we were right. Going into the All In with Cody. Like, oh, crap, I didn't even know the NWA was still going on. You know, that kind of thing. If you were wanting to see, you know, how this kind of new era of NWA started, with kind of the end of Tim Storm's reign, and then Aldis kind of moving into the All In / NWA Power era, I guess, that we're kind of in right now. I'd hop on YouTube and check that out. It's pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, definitely check that out on YouTube, and make sure you please give us a nice little 5-star review over here on, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, leave us a nice comment. Tell us how much you love the show. 5 stars, because that helps us out tremendously, and that helps us get you more bigger guests. And, well, that's going to end it for us. It did feel good getting back to talk just wrestling.
Yeah, I will say thank you for the birthday wishes. I did have some listeners of the show text me over last weekend. I turned 67, and I am tentatively back on social. So I'm back on Instagram and Twitter and stuff. I don't know how long that's going to last. I already feel weird being back on there, like, especially post-election and just seeing all the crap going on. So it may be short-lived, but you can find me there now. If not, just message the show just follow the show socials. And so thank you for the birthday wishes, and
happy birthday one more time. Yeah. They say it's your birthday.
It was weird because I was all like, this birthday is gonna suck this year, but everybody's birthday sucked this year. You know, it's not just me. So unless you're in like January or February, pretty much
that's when my birthday was. That's the only time that it was exciting, because I was like, well, I didn't really do much for my birthday because I turned 31, but yeah. So anyways, well, once again, thank you for being on the show with us today. Of course, make sure, if you haven't told Eli happy birthday, just go tell him happy birthday again. And I guess I'm going to go eat dinner now. I'm telling you this because we recorded this. Today is Wednesday, and we're putting the show out on Friday. So a little behind the scenes breaking K-pop for a second.
It's supper time, y'all.
It is. So enjoy. Have a great weekend, everybody. And we will see you very, very soon on the Battleground Podcast.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Battleground Podcast. Make sure you give it 5 stars and a nice review. To stay up to date with the show, follow them at Battleground Podcast on Instagram.